Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ben Coleman, president of Aerospace Management System Institute in Lakeland, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ben Coleman, your anchor host here for the Florida Aviation Network, live and in the clear, coming to you at the 48th annual Sun and Fun Expo. And actually, they call it now the International Expo at Sun and Fun. We're here at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, and that's right across the street from the Aerospace Center for Excellence. And that's where there's a lot of interesting things going on by a lot of interesting people, and one of which that we have here with us this morning, Ms. Rochelle Floyd. Rochelle.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, and it is good to have you here on the set.
Thank you.
What do you do with the Aerospace Center for Excellence, Rochelle?
Well, year-round, I am the scholarship director. So I work with all of the students here at CFAA, as well as across Polk County.
So you direct the scholarship. So if I'm interested in a scholarship, I come to you and you direct me on how what to do.
Correct.
And if your name's not in the hat, how can you be selected?
If your name's not in the hat, you're not going to be selected.
Really? So you've got to be a part of it to be part of it.
If you don't ask, you shall not receive.
Okay, but you are the go-to person.
Yes.
Do you return phone calls?
Yes.
Do you answer your emails?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That's a leading question because you do so well. And I've never heard of anybody that said, I've been trying to reach this Rochelle person. Never have I heard that. It's always, it's a callback. So that's a kudos to you.
Well, thank you.
And Rochelle, tell us about, I've heard this term so many times called Stratus. What is Stratus?
Project Stratus is it's a leadership competition that we host here at the Aerospace Center for Excellence. It's a year-round event that the students are involved in an art competition, leadership training. It's physical obstacle courses. There's a lot that goes into it, and it's special opportunities that are offered for these students during the air show.
And how do they get involved with this, Rochelle?
Well, they would have to be connected with us here at ACE, so some kind of volunteering, involved with some of our projects, or just in part of our family here at ACE.
Okay, but and this is, we're trying to develop this. If you haven't noticed, Rochelle, I'm getting a little bit long in tooth. My earlobes are growing. My hair's falling out. We're getting old. We have a vast amount of experience and interest in aviation, but a lot of us are getting old, and we need to get some, and I shouldn't say old. We're well seasoned, okay? And we need some less seasoned people to come in and share some of this, because when we die, we take all of this with us.
All right.
So, and I'm sure that Project Stratus, that is kind of the underlying goal of how to get people involved.
Right. Well, it's, so Project Stratus is kind of, I view it as an elite club. It's, you're networking with some of the industry professionals, our VIP guests, our large donors. These are the folks that are opening doors for these young individuals that are involved in Project Stratus. Mm-hmm. But as a whole, at ACE, we've got so many projects and programs that we offer, with Stratus included. But with the scholarships and the high school here, the Lakeland Aero Club, there's a lot to be involved with and a lot of opportunities that we offer.
Okay, and Rochelle, when you say opportunities, I'm going to pull it out of you because still I'm sitting on my couch and I'm watching this and I'm trying to think, well, what opportunities? Where do I go? How do I do this? I'm sure there's a website. There's a website for anything.
Right.
Social media. What opportunities are there? I want to get involved today.
So our scholarship programs can be found on our website at aceedu.org. There's a whole page of all of the scholarships that we offer, from flight training to tuition to maintenance. There's all kinds of opportunities for scholarships to invest in your education. Mm-hmm. And then all of our programs that we host, as far as Stratus, of course, Wings and Things, Classroom to the Sky, which is for teachers, to educate the teachers how to be involved in aerospace and teaching their students. Mm-hmm. Everything is on our website, but it's...
And Rochelle, I'm not ignoring you. I'm looking at the audience.
Right, I know.
But when you're talking to the left side of my face, it means I'm actually looking at the audience. But anyway, tell me a little bit about, I can't play stupid about this. It's really easy for me to play stupid, but I can't play stupid about Lee Lauterbach and Crazy Horse. And anybody who has been to any routine or show or has heard that beautiful Merlin V-12 go shooting through the sky. Crazy Horse 1 and Crazy Horse 2 will be here. And tell us a little bit about what Crazy Horse has to offer to help support and sponsor Project Stratus.
Well, Project Stratus is hugely supported by Stallion 51. The students have gone to their facility in Kissimmee and received tours, get personal interactions with Lee and Angela and the staff out there at Stallion 51. But because the Project Stratus students are in a competition, the finalists Stratus is open to juniors and seniors.
High school?
Yes.
Okay.
The seniors are eligible to be finalists, of which one will become the winner and receive a ride with Lee in Crazy Horse on Sunday after the air show.
I wonder if that could be considered dual instruction. Because Lee is a CFI.
Yes.
So that would be really, really nice to have in your logbook. Hint, to have some dual in a P-51, TF P-51.
It's not dual. Just a P-51. It is Crazy Horse.
That's right.
With Lee.
Yeah, that speaks volumes. The Stallion 51, you mentioned that. And Crazy Horse is associated with Stallion 51, and they've been in business for, gosh, it's got to be 25 plus years, mm-hmm. or maybe 30 years. But I encourage anyone who has an interest in learning a little bit more, or if you're not familiar with the North American B-51, please do. What a fabulous machine. Have you been in the P-51?
I have, not Crazy Horse.
Okay, but you've been in another TF.
I have, yes.
Share with our audience, our viewing audience here, just some of the perceptions. I mean, it's nice and cool, and it's quiet, and it's nice and comfortable.
No.
Okay.
It's, I'm a driver of a 210, so...
Driver 210. All right. Now, people don't know 210. Is that a Ford or a Chevrolet?
It would be a Cessna.
Okay. What model 210?
Lima.
Ah. See? Now, if you don't know what she's talking about, that's a challenge. We throw the gauntlet out there. Look it up. We're not going to tell you. More about the perception of the P-51.
I've never experienced anything quite like it. It was a lot different than the Blue Angels flight that I received a few years ago. It was very rewarding to, of course, receive the opportunity, but it was just, it's up and off the ground before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite an incredible machine.
The sound of the V-12 straight stack rumbling through the sky on the outside is a lot different than it is on the inside.
Right.
What do you feel when that engine comes to life?
Oh, well, I mean, I've received the opportunity once, and I think I was just so immersed in what was going on right there in front of me that I wasn't able to completely absorb all of the sounds and the the atmosphere.
But I bet it was a lot louder than you anticipated.
Yes.
Okay. And yes. You even had a headset on.
I did.
Yeah. How about the vibrations, the feel in the airplane?
I'll tell you that we actually took off, and this was in Oshkosh, and we took off right after the Aeroshell team. But because we were so much faster than them, we had to immediately turn out and headed over towards the lake to do some maneuvers and stuff. But it was 200 feet off the ground, and we're banking.
And, Rochelle, you mentioned your Cessna 210.
Yes.
How much flight time do you have?
I've got about close to 500 hours.
Okay. I can honestly say your 500 to 1,000 hours is critical.
Yes.
It really is. You make it to that 1,000-hour mark, and you start to become very confident, sometimes overconfident.
Right.
So you're... up to 500 hours, you're probably as cautious as you will ever be. So between 500 and 1,000 hours is that range that you're learning that I've got this. I know what I'm doing. I'm mm-hmm. comfortable. But there's still that little bit of anxiety about what if this goes wrong? What if that goes wrong?
I feel because I work with the students that are in flight training, safety is what I try to ingrain in them. It's you don't ever do anything without your checklist. It's all about going through the process, making sure every box is checked, you're not skipping over anything. So I try to view myself as a role model to them mm-hmm. so they see that I'm doing it even though I've got 500 plus hours. Mm-hmm. It's not something that I'm going to just muscle memory. That's not what it's about.
There's a few memory items. If you're on fire, put the fire out. That's kind of an easy one.
Right.
And we've got to be so careful when we're talking about young people and safety. I agree with you. But we have to also keep that element of joy, and fun. It's really, really fun. And then it's cool to be at 10,000 feet looking mm-hmm. down on the world. And a lot has to happen to get you up to that position.
Right.
But I tell you, a lot can go wrong. But it can only go wrong and turn out horribly wrong if you're not prepared.
Exactly.
So the whole thing is, like you say, training. And I'm proud to hear that the instructors are getting, trainee instructors, because we can all learn. We're all learning every day.
That's right. Well, Jason Shepard with M0A, his slogan is mm-hmm. a good pilot's always learning. Mm-hmm. And that's what I always tell the students as well. It's, we're getting ready to go and do the Air Race Classic here in June mm-hmm. with some of the students here at CFAA. So it's a learning process for all of us through every step of it, because I've never raced before. So teamwork.
It is. Racing is. It's not. We're not. Nip and tuck. It's racing, but it's racing against kind of a clock.
Yes.
And making sure that you hit your mark. Poker runs. Have you ever done poker runs?
I have not. I'm familiar with them, but.
That's fun. If you want to get your hops up and down. Just doing a poker run, going picking up a card, different mm-hmm. airports. That's a lot of fun. The used to be a $100 hamburger.
Yes.
I think now it's a $400 hamburger.
Right.
But there's just so, and just popping over to visit friends, just going someplace just because you can. And not
right.
we're so fortunate in this industry to be able to have the opportunity to hop in either your airplane or, actually the best, my favorite airplane. Ask me what my favorite airplane is.
Ben, what is your favorite airplane?
Somebody else's that I get to fly.
Great answer.
Yeah, it's and it doesn't matter what it is, but hopefully it's going to be airworthy, or else we'd have to get Bob Jecks and his crew down to beat us into shape. But, the FAA, they're very, very skeleton here this year.
Yes.
Of course, coming out through the... through the oh my god pandemic, but we are going to get back to normal. I'm a FAA Fast Team counselor, representative, but some of these safety presentations, how much do you think they cost?
Here at Sun and Fun, I would guess nothing.
They're invaluable, they're priceless, but it costs you nothing other than your time and effort to get there. So that's so important to let folks know that if they want to get involved, get involved. And you mentioned Project Stratus with winners. There's winners. Is everybody a winner at Project Stratus?
I believe so. Absolutely.
Okay. But not everybody gets a trophy.
Right.
But they all win. They take away something
yes.
From the effort to get there.
Yes. One of the leadership training mechanisms that we use is Pathways to Aviation. And it's something, it's more geared towards the students that are looking towards a career, but it's very helpful with the students in high school because it teaches them how to write a resume, which comes into play with applying for scholarships, receiving interviews from the scholarship donors. And so a lot of it's very relevant to the high school students, even though they're not looking for careers. Mm-hmm. It's that leadership.
That's a very, very interesting point that you brought up on leadership, and that you hit on something else, and I didn't retain it. But I'm going to bring it up anyway. Marketing.
Yes.
I brought this up with some friends last night. Customers. Who is your customer? I'm going to put you on the spot here. Who's your customer?
My customer is the high school student that is interested in aviation.
Okay. What do you do to serve your customer?
Provide opportunities.
Okay. And direct scholarships.
Yes.
I caught that. But we all have, we have to market ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I hope that our youth that are hopefully watching this kind of pick up something to come out of your shell. And you have to get exposed.
Yes.
And it takes a lot of confidence. Public speaking. Do you realize that still public speaking, a lot of people would rather die
by
fire?
I very much dislike public speaking.
You're doing so well, though. And this is, but you know, there's only about, was it 150 or 200,000 that we're going out to right now, guys?
But they're not sitting in front of me.
No pressure. Right behind that little red tally light there is about, 200, maybe. What, 250,000 now? Gosh, money. No pressure. But they've got to be able to feel comfortable in their own skin. And,
yes.
And that exudes their being accepted in a confrontational situation.
Right. So it's the confidence while yet still having the humility to admit when you don't know something and ask the questions. And
there's a big difference in being confident and being cocky.
Yes.
And I've met some cocky young folks in my day, and that's mm-hmm. we like to encourage that partial cockiness, but keep it on a level to where don't get too far out in front. You know
right.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I like to watch the kids that are sitting there, and you can tell they're thinking, but they're not talking. And every now and then I'll just go, what are you thinking about? And I'll pull them out. And some of them are, shocked. Oh, my goodness, he asked me a question. Nothing, sir. Or others say, I'm glad you asked. I'll tell you what I'm thinking about. That's going to be a leader.
Yes.
Somebody that is able to talk when they're put on the spot. Like you.
We have all kinds of students in the scholarship program that I work with on a daily basis, and it is those quiet ones, and it's those outspoken ones, and everything in between, and it's just a matter of mentoring them and being able to guide them to help them become successful,
mm-hmm.
and that's my daily job, and I absolutely adore what I do.
That's great. Rochelle, I know I've gotten a lot out of this. And I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
But don't go away. But we're going to wrap this one up. And we're going to talk with this crew a lot more today and tomorrow and the next day. And we're going to be here at the Sun and Fun, 48th Annual Sun and Fun International Expo, and this is going to be a hot swap I've just heard of. Oh, boy. Anyway, I'm going to sign this one off. Ben Coleman, when your host here, Florida Aviation Network. We're going to do another interview here in just a few minutes. See you later.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.